This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 4th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Recordings of radio exchanges reveal that the pilot of a military jet that crashed onto a San Diego home December 8th, resulting in four deaths on the ground, passed up at least two chances to land at a facility with an approach over open water. The transcripts were released by the government on Tuesday. The U.S. Marines FA-18D Hornet had suffered a failure of both engines. The Associated Press reports the pilot was directed to Naval Air Station North Island in Coronado, which sits on the tip of a peninsula, but told controllers, quote, "I'm actually going to try to take it to Miramar if possible." He also requested that emergency responders be ready. The base at Miramar is 10 miles farther north, and the plane didn't make it. The pilot ejected. Marine Corps officials have defended the pilot's decision, although they've declined to discuss particular questions, saying that would compromise the investigation. But the AP reports 13 Marine Corps personnel have been disciplined for errors involved in the crash, and adds officials say the pilot should have been told to fly over San Diego Bay and land at Coronado. The base at Miramar dates to World War I and has seen encroachment by residential development in the decades since. The U.S. Coast Guard has not given up its search for three sport fishermen missing since Saturday in the Gulf of Mexico. Rescuers found former University of South Florida football player Nick Schuyler about 35 miles off the coast of Florida, clinging to the hull of a 21-foot fishing boat that reportedly overturned during a storm. Those still missing are Oakland Raiders linebacker Marquise Cooper, Detroit Lions free agent Corey Smith, and former University of South Florida player William Bleakley. Schuyler was wearing a life vest at the time of the capsizing. It's unknown whether his three fishing companions were similarly protected. A sudden change in weather Saturday produced seas of 14 feet. The search area, which originally covered 16,000 square miles, has now been narrowed to within 30 miles of where the boat was found. Senior White House staffers tell the Washington Post that President Obama has sent a letter to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, hinting he might sacrifice a Bush administration plan for a missile defense system in Europe in exchange for more Russian help in disarming Iran. Russian officials have been angered by the U.S. plans for the defensive missile base in Poland and its associated radar system in the Czech Republic. The report follows earlier comments by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who said last month, quote, "I told the Russians a year ago that if there were no Iranian missile program, there would be no need for the missile sites," unquote. Gates served in his current role during the last 2 years of the Bush administration and was kept on the job by Obama. Medvedev reportedly expressed optimism, telling Spanish media, quote, "I hope that during my first meeting with Mr. Obama, we shall be able to discuss," unquote. Plans were well underway, performers had committed, but this year's Wings Over Pittsburgh air show has been canceled due to lack of adequate funding. Colonel Gordon H. Elwell, Jr., Air Force Reserve 911th Airlift Wing Commander, explained, quote, "It was an extremely difficult decision that was not easily made. We looked at our current funding stream against our mission commitments, and it just wasn't possible," unquote. The show had been scheduled for May 10th and 11th, with military displays augmented by civilian aerobatic performers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Yuma International Airport deals with growing pains. China sends its moon probe diving into the surface. And the G650 passes its first virtual test flight. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part two of his interview with ANN's Jim Campbell, Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn talks candidly about what went wrong. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.